Well, it'd be one more step towards the goal, right? You know, the goal is to have these things completely RF. That's really, and you know, we have enough resources and interested people where we could probably get a network deployed. You know, it's gonna. I have to see. You know, we'll have to see when I get that thing playing in its glory. And I'm with you. I think just improving the antenna would get to you, and improving the antenna and going to a Helltech V3, I think you'd be in like great. So because I think they perform that much better. But unless there's a you know, noise floor slash sometimes sensitivity is not your friend on a high commercial site, because in fact it was a well-known issue back in the day. Gas FET preamps were all the rage, and they were really good for like ham radio stuff where you were all alone and working weak signal stuff on sideband and CW on VHF and UHF. Gas FET was the way to go because they were the ultimate game, but they were really susceptible to swamping and noise, and if you tried to use them in commercial endeavors, you know, they were just a mess. And so, you know, one solution was to use, you know, stick with bipolar, you know, but there's other various, you know, solutions that have come up over the years. But that was, you know, we're talking back to like 80s, you know, and you have to, oh, more gain, you know, more gain is great. No, more gain ain't great. More gain can be a real problem on a real site. So we got to see. These little Helltech V3s perform much better down on the ground. That may or may not translate to better in the air, so we'll see.